Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It is no secret that my mental health practice, hands down, 100%, is running. I have been running for, oh my goodness, like 15 years, feeling kind of old. It's really how I deal with anxiety. I also recently have discovered how creative I become when I run, which sounds kind of crazy, but I always get these ideas and feel like I'm hearing that, you know, still small voice a little bit more whenever I go out running. But here's the dealio, y'all. Most people don't like running. In fact, when I tell people that I run, that they roll their eyes. They're like, oh, good, right? And there's this thing called a runner's high. But is there a way to accomplish it without actually running? Now that thought just might make your brain happy. Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into these simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. If this is the first time you're listening, we cover mental health tips, ways to make your brain happy in fun, quirky, unique ways. And you know what sounds fun? Not having to run. Maybe, just maybe, you can get a runner's high without running. But before we get started, if you have not done so yet, I invite you to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review, just like L.M. Hefner, that says, so much fun. Love this podcast. Couldn't be more fun. Thank you so much, L.M. Hefner, for leaving us that review. And again, if you drop us a line, I'll do my very best to give you a shout out on the show. I love hearing the word fun when talking about this show. That was our intent with making this because, listen, y'all, I know life, when you grow up, you know, you got to be pushing for some fun things. You got to be intentional with having fun. You have to be intentional with your mental health and making sure that you are enjoying this life, this gift that we have of life. Because I know sometimes things can seem so weighty and heavy. And I was just telling my husband last night, he was talking about, you know, a singer that he follows that came out that they really struggled with X mental health issue. And I told him, and I really believe this. I said, well, yeah. And we all struggle with something. We all have our own mental health, quote, quote, issue that we are dealing with, that we're walking through. It's not that some people are broken and other people aren't. It's that we're human beings. And some of the stuff that we deal with that we think is so shameful is way more common than most people think, right? So what are ways that we can keep our minds, our brains, our mental health as healthy as we possibly can so when the inevitable comes, we are better prepared? That's what this show's for. I didn't mean to go into that little sermon for you, but I'm just glad to hear feedback from you guys that this is fun and this is enjoyable, and I hope it is. And I'll tell you what, this whole runners thing, I really mean it with all of my heart. If you follow me over on Instagram, my personal account is at Heather Parody. You will see almost every single day in my stories, I will take a picture of my feet with my running shoes on and hashtag mental health. And I'm not playing when I do that. I legitimately have to go run to take care of my own mental health. I have anxiety that I deal with, and I work completely for myself at home in my home office, which is so cool. But also, too, I don't know if you've been like in a confined space and not around people and just like in front of a screen, it can just completely wear on you. So I go out running to deal with anxiety, but also too, to just kind of give myself a break. And I call it Dr. Pavement. It's my therapist and it works. It really, really works. It's amazing the transition from right before I run to after it. And there's this thing called a runner's high. To be completely honest, I'm not really sure if I've ever experienced a runner's high. It's kind of like this weird thing where people are like, oh yeah, you run for that runner's high. And I'm like, yeah, you know, and we kind of laugh about it, but I walk away and I'm like, no, I never really have a runner's high. At least I'm not aware of it if I do. Maybe the high is so good that you're just high and you don't know it. I've never been high in real life. True story. Never been high in my entire life, ever at all. 34 years old, never been high. So maybe I've been high and I didn't know it. That's a possibility, but that's not what this show's about today. Let's move on from there. But when preparing for this episode, I actually heard someone say on a YouTube video that they've been running for 40 years and they've only felt a runner's high a handful of times. So that made me kind of feel better. But the consensus is that you feel the runner's high after more of a longer run, okay? It's not something that you would get after like a 20-minute run normally. From what I've been reading, it's, you know, when you've been doing it for a little an hour or over, okay? But again, this is for those of you who don't want to run, so I'm not going to get into the details of all of that. But I found this really cool YouTube video from this guy named Matt B. Running. It's linked up in the show notes, but I love how he described a runner's high as really just entering into a flow state. And he called it, quote, the delicate balance between a challenging task and our skill level. I love that. A delicate balance between a challenging task and our skill level. I found another article in EliteDaily.com, again linked in the show notes, and this is a direct quote, but it says that there is science backing up the runner's high phenomenon. It's characterized by a euphoric feeling, a reduction in stress and anxiety, and an actual drop in your ability to feel pain after extended aerobic exercise. They begin to break down some of the chemicals and hormones that are released when you run. I'm not going to read that to you because A, I really don't like talking about science. B, I can't pronounce all of this, okay? But just go to the article, you science nerds, and you can read about it. But the point in this article that I thought was interesting is it's just extended aerobic exercise. Again, extended aerobic exercise. And they list out a whole bunch of things that you can do that's not running. Again, it's linked in the show notes, including like boxing. But the point is it's extended. Going back to Matt's YouTube video, it's getting into a flow state that's between a challenging task and our skill level. And I think that's the thing I kind of struggle with, is I get very routine with my workout. Like I usually run the same amount of miles, the same path, all of that. And so this really challenged me to think, okay, Heather, you've got to push yourself a little bit more. And it's not like a strain, but it's, again, he described it as this flow state where you are going a little bit more than your skill level. So it becomes a little bit challenging. And he says that getting to that point, you eventually start to dissociate from the task at hand. He called it entering into a state of flow that comes from a state of mindfulness. I don't know, when I run, I'm very tempted to look at my watch to see how much. It's funny because I enjoy running, but I also too like want it to be over. Anybody in the back, I'll be looking at my watch, seeing how far I've gone, what my pace is, you know, how much I have left and all of that. But Matt said in this video that when you're trying to get that runner's high, you can't force it. You can't really be thinking about how fast you're going or how far, because you're not really entering into a state of mindfulness at that point. So the goal, the intention, is to dissociate from what's actually happening and allow your energy to play a little bit, which sounds crazy. Like, how can you play when you're in middle of like aerobic exercise, right? But it's not something that you can force either. So is this tricky? It's kind of tricky. Let me recap a little bit. First of all, the runner's high doesn't have to just be for running. It's an aerobic exercise that you do for a longer extended period of time, which is just a little bit far outside of what you can normally do. Again, I like how Matt said, a delicate balance between a challenging task and our skill level. And we get to that point, we allow ourselves to dissociate from our time, how far we have to go. If you're doing another exercise like biking or boxing or some of these other things that Elite Daily mention, that you kind of get out of the performance part of it, where you're not thinking so much about what you're performing and allow your mind and your body to just be in that state. So it takes a little bit of time. It takes a little effort. Again, it's an extended workout that you do that you're not putting a lot of pressure on yourself to perform. Isn't that interesting? You're stretching yourself. You're pushing yourself a little further than you can go. But you also allow your mind to get out of the task of actually doing it. And maybe, just maybe, you might experience this thing they call a runner's high. I'm going to try it. Again, I run almost every single day. I'm going to try it out, see if I can get a little high on running. But it doesn't have to be running. Again, go to elitedaily.com. It's linked in the show notes. And you can find a variety of different aerobic exercises that you can do. Listen, y'all, sweating is some of the best therapy in the world. I promise you. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not giving you running advice. I'm not giving you any advice. I'm just suggesting as a friend. Okay? Listen, y'all, whether it is havening with Justin Bieber, building a productivity chain with Seinfeld, or going on a runner's high with me without actually running. I hope you take some time for yourself today, my friends, and make that brain of theirs happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.